The alleged theft took place in Middleton when one of the defendants downloaded the software that regulates the flow of electricity from wind turbines to the electrical grid and sent it to a computer in Austria, where a Chinese wind turbine company, Sinovel, copied it and began using it free of charge. U.S. Attorney John Vaudreuil says the theft was an attempt to murder the American company.
500 employees lost jobs. You go out to the Middleton office and there's a few people working. There's empty carrels, all people who, you know, lived in our community and worked in our community and now have to find other jobs. So it really is an attack at that kind of core process of what makes American business work, our innovation.
Vaudreuil says it may be impossible to prosecute the three individuals responsible for the theft because the U.S. doesn't have extradition treaties with China or Serbia. But the Chinese company that copied the software does have offices in the U.S. and could face a fine of more than $800 million. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.